Hello, and welcome to the Rihla podcast. I'm your host, Macy Reem, and I'll be taking you on an introspective journey that's all about creativity, personal growth, and living an intentional life. But before we dive in, I want to give a big thank you to everyone who's been so supportive and just showing some love to the podcast so far. It means a lot, and I appreciate you. And welcome to the second season of the Rihla podcast. Yes, this is the second season, okay? Our first season included 10 intentionally created episodes that basically gave you an insight into what the podcast is all about, as well as guidance and inspiration on how you can start your journey to living a more fulfilling and intentional life. So make sure to give season one a listen. And since season one finished a couple of months ago, I decided to take some time off to just have a break, to reflect and reboot basically. As I've mentioned in episode 8, it's so easy these days to get caught up with everything that's happening online, and especially if you're working on creating or establishing a platform. There's this feeling that you need to be on every day, that you need to be consistent, you need to be out there, you know, which, let's face it, is true. It's partly true, I would say. But I've realized early on that making a living on social media is not part of my vision or end goal. And to be honest with you, it has never been. It's just a medium for self-expression and connecting with other like-minded individuals. I'm more for using tech and also, you know, social media platforms rather than allowing tech and these platforms to use me. So I try to be aware and conscious of my decisions and how I use these tools. And since this platform is, as in, you know, the Rihla platform is very, very dear to me, I know that I would rather grow it slowly and organically and also steady instead of, you know, join the rat race and participate in something that don't speak to my soul or long-term vision. And if you're a creator looking to elevate your game in this century where everyone is looking to basically make it online, I have three questions for you. The first one is, are you putting your work out because you desire validation and recognition? Or do you believe and have faith that your work will have an impact? And I think this is a tough question because sometimes we don't want to admit that we desire validation and recognition, okay? And it's completely fine, but please spend some time evaluating your situation and your feelings and your thoughts and see why are you sharing stuff? What's the reason for you posting online? Why are you, even if you have a business or you're looking to start a business, what's your why? You know, what's the reason behind it? Is it because you really and truly want to have an impact, or is it because you miss some recognition or you're looking for validation? My second question is, will you still be doing what you're doing if nobody was watching? So basically, if there was no social media, would you still be doing what you're doing? Okay, which brings me actually to the third question. If social media was taken down, how would you not only survive, but thrive? You know, do you have a plan B? Do you have a vision or a plan or something to, I wouldn't say fall back on, but, you know, continue with your plan A, but without doing it or being sort of expecting it to grow online only? You know, do you have any other sources or areas of growth? And these were some of the questions that I was reflecting on, and it feels great to take a step back and just look at how things will be moving forward. And I am so excited to be sharing season two with you guys. So as I mentioned in actually the first episode of the podcast, one of the reasons I created this platform was to speak about the journey we take to fulfill our truest, highest potential, okay? And with focus on well-being, personal growth, and creativity. And one of my goals is to include individuals from different backgrounds to share their story so we can learn about how each and every individual experiences their own journey. And, you know, personally, being a Middle Eastern woman living in Norway, which, to be completely honest with you, it's a place where I've for years felt different at times felt excluded, felt a strong lack of diversity in our community, and also a huge lack of representation, you know, lack of different voices. And with different, I mean, both listening and seeing people on platforms, you know, both online and offline, who were not quote unquote popular or had a huge following, you know, not your everyday people that you usually see online, but hardworking individuals who were having an impact on society and their community that are not presented by the mass media. So I think it's only right to start this second season interviewing some of Oslo's hardworking and inspiring individuals. Some of these individuals are my friends, while others I've met along my journey and who I have so much respect and admiration for. And I'm so excited to share their stories and journey with you, because just as they've inspired me in my growth, I'm sure that they'll inspire you too. Oh, and I just wanted to say that moving forward, there will be episodes in Norwegian, as in interviews and solo episodes. I've had a couple of requests about creating episodes in Norwegian. And for those who asked, your wish is in my command. But fear not, I'll make sure to add details and any important information on our Instagram account and our newsletter, so you're aware what the language the episode is in. So I really hope that you'll enjoy this new season and embrace the change that we're all going through at the moment, and just do our best to make the best out of it, really. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at the.rihla, and share the podcast with friends and family who might find these episodes inspiring. You know how the saying goes, sharing is caring. Thank you again. I'm your host, Maisel Rim. Until next time.